the fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights. Have you got game? Got game on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet590.ca.
This is Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am your host this week, Brian Calhoun, and while Moman is away, the kids will play. Moman is a little under the weather this week, but he will be in our show. This week, though, we have some awesome stuff with Battlefield Bad Company going to the small screen again. The PSN store gets a facelift. Also, we have reviews of Just Dance 4, NBA 2K13, and Dishonored.
Have you got game? The Lowdown.
This is Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am Brian Calhoun. Christine Chubb has joined me as always. Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you.
Who the heck are you with the red hair?
I'm some soulless ginger kid.
Yeah, gingers.
Patrick Luciani is back.
Yeah,
oh, Patrick. It's that guy. You may remember Patrick Luciani from StarCraft.
Diablo 3.
Diablo, that's it. Were you here for StarCraft?
You kind of liked that game, didn't you, Pat?
I'm still playing it.
Yeah, you are. Are you level 8,000 or
nope,
something next?
Nope, cap it to... Oh, my. I can't even remember now.
Well, Patrick is here this week because Moman Qureshi is not feeling the greatest. He decided that he should rest, and that's probably the smart choice because I don't want him to make me sick. But he will champion through a review of NBA 2K13. That's coming in a few moments. We have Moman on the line, and we will get him in the show in a second. Before we get to that, though, I just want to quickly mention that EA Sports, and you guys may faint when you hear this, but EA Sports has decided to simulate hockey for this season.
Tell me more.
Oh, you want to know what? You can actually see it. I don't even have to tell you about it. You can actually go see it. They're going to be doing it week by week. They're just going to simulate 1 week at a time and put it out on YouTube. We've actually got a copy of the video. We've put it on our Got Game blog on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I could give you the address, but come on, it's 2012. Google it, people. You'll be able to find it pretty easily. That's just week one, but they are planning to do the rest of the weeks of the season.
Now have the Leafs already lost? Is that...
Ooh.
Oh.
I'll be honest.
But probably.
I've been so busy, I probably should have watched it before I put it up. But I was just
it's
like,
online. You can watch it whenever you want.
It's like, I got 30 seconds before I have to do 15 billion other things this week. It's just going up.
Internet, eh?
Yeah. So that's already up on the Got Game blog. We'll put the rest of them up as they come out. They'll be coming out once a week. It'll be doing a week at a time. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea, especially when there's no hockey right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Another sports franchise, though, is doing really good because guess what? There is basketball. And believe it or not, 2K has, as far as I understand it, has done really well with their NBA series this year. Moment, maybe you can fill us in on this. Are the sales up 49% domestically?
Indeed they are, Brian. It says that in the first week they sold 49% more copies in their first week than 2K11 and saw increased sales. And they also saw 127% increase in the number of games being played compared to last year. So... that's a pretty lofty increase, which it's not too surprising to me. I mean, this franchise has been powering through the past 3 years and really dominating things. So,
but that's a heck of an increase, though.
Yeah, it is. It's it's like 50% almost. So, people love their 2K basketball.
They do.
Yeah, his math works out. It is almost like 50%. I guess I have to ask the first question. It has to be: is it the Jay-Z factor? Because we all talked about this last week. Name on the box, name on the telescreen, sound throughout the game. Is it really? And this is why they brought Jay-Z in, because the team that was developing this game is like, hey, we're making a great basketball game. We don't know what else to do. Let's have a guy who's like, he knows style. We'll have him handle style. Has that process paid off in dividends?
I don't know if people are going out to buy the game just because Jay-Z is the executive producer, or just because Jay-Z has his fingerprints all over the game. I mean, obviously the game has to deliver, and you have to be a basketball fan. But I think what that's done is it's given the game a bit more attention and a bit more cachet, maybe. I don't think people are buying it specifically because Jay-Z is the producer, but I think more people are maybe aware of it because he's the producer, and maybe the more non-basketball fans or more non-traditional video game fans are kind of like, oh, maybe I'll check it out or whatever. And his fingerprints are definitely all over this thing. I mean, right when you start the game, you throw it in. As soon as it loads up, you see a montage of interspliced Jay-Z video with a bunch of NBA clips, and it's him rapping and all that stuff. And then the title screen comes up, and it says executive produced by Jay-Z. And then there's the Jay-Z and Rihanna song is the first one that I heard right off the bat after the title screen loaded. And so his fingerprints are definitely all over this. I think it was a nothing short of a brilliant move by the people at 2K to bring him in, and for Jay-Z to say, because initially I think they just wanted him to kind of be somewhat associated, but Jay-Z is a very intelligent businessman, and for him to step up and say, no, I want, if you're going to bring me in, I'm not just going to be a name on the box. I want to do more. I want to pick this. I want to pick the tracks. I want to pick the look. I want to do all that stuff, and it's obviously paid off for them in the short term. So I think this is the type of thing they may keep doing going forward.
Well, believe it or not, this actually fills me with so much confidence. I feel so happy about hearing this news, because the second I heard about this, I'm like, I wonder if I can put together some sort of business model where I make money by having famous people produce video games and choose the style. And I was going through a list of games I could probably work this into. And like, the first one that came to mind was Mario Kart on 3DS, which was a game where you could pick and choose the parts of your cart and then go racing. So I'm like, well, why don't we just have Exhibit from Pimp My Ride and produce this?
I like that. I think it's cool.
That would be the greatest idea.
I heard you like Mario Karts in your Mario Kart, so I put a Mario Kart in your Mario Kart.
I'm totally down for that. I was even thinking, like, you know, you're a NASCAR guy. I'm sure there are plenty of big-name country stars they could associate with a NASCAR.
Oh, who's the guy they have doing all the commercials now that they're in the chase? Kid Rock, that's it. Kid Rock is doing all that. You could probably have him in there. I was going a little bit more meta, if you will. Like, I don't know anything about Jersey Shore. All the information I get about them comes from...
No. I don't want them associated with any video games.
I was just saying that everything I know about the show comes from, like, comedians who like to make fun of Jersey Shore, and a lot of comments that come out of those guys is, like, it turns into a cooking show. So maybe make... Because they do a lot of cooking on the show, apparently. So I guess Cooking Mama by the cast of Jersey Shore would probably be a good idea.
Oh, maybe. I think the thing is, it has to be the right fit with the right game.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay-Z, obviously, with basketball is a good fit. First of all, he's the owner or the part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, so that's obviously a big deal. Hip-hop culture is very closely tied into basketball culture, so that obviously works very well. Jay-Z, obviously, one of the biggest names in music. Then there's the Beyonce factor mixed in with that. So it was sort of like, if there was a guy you could pick to make a basketball game, that's the guy. So if you're going to pick it for a different sports video game franchise, you have to find somebody of that ilk. You can't just pick somebody and say, okay, they're a decent name or whatever. It has to have that sort of allure with that sport, I guess.
Okay, well, I worked really hard on these. I'm going to get one more in there. Trackmania 3 by Skrillex, because dubstep.
Nice.
That's all I got to say. I'm glad I got those out there. Let's move on. We have half a segment to go, and we still have to get your review out. So, okay, we've messed around talking to the JC Vector. That's done with. Tell me about age gates in basketball games.
I'll tell you about what now?
There's an age gate, from what I understand, in this game. You have to put in your age in order to unlock part of the game. If you don't, multiplayer's locked out and another mode's locked out.
Yeah, I mean, this game is really interesting. I'm just gonna back up a bit there, Brian. Like, one of the things going into this that I was thinking is, when 2K has pretty much got no competitor, right? We talked about a couple weeks ago that NBA Live backed out again and moved their franchise to 2014 at the earliest. So it's one of those things where they're by themselves. But much like NHL, where it's by itself, and Madden Red's by itself, 2K just seems to keep cranking out good products. And the past couple of years, they've been so dominant with no competitor. But they just keep adding stuff to this game. And it's similar to the NHL franchise for me when I reviewed that. I just don't know how they keep doing it, but they keep doing it. And this year, the biggest thing that they changed up with the gameplay element is the thumbstick. Now, the right thumbstick controls like a lot of your dribbling and you know, the crossovers and the moves and stuff you can do. And you got to combine it with the one of the trigger buttons to take your shots. And to be honest, it's tough to learn that. It takes a while. It was kind of frustrating for me at first to get into a rhythm. And I played like 7, 8, 9 games before I finally started figuring it out. And that's partly because they don't really teach you how to use it. They just kind of they shut off the game. They just say, hey, this is our new thumbstick. This is how the new shoot mechanism. Here it is. Good luck. Thanks.
Well, do you think it's a superior shooting system now that you know how to use it?
Yeah, I can definitely say it fits into the rhythm of the game a little bit better. Once you figure out how to use it, I liked it. But it did take a while to get around. But you can still play traditionally if you want to play traditionally. You know, you can still use square to shoot or whatever it is and go forth. As you can tell with the square, I played it on PlayStation. So that's pretty good. There are not a lot of nice additions to this game. One of the big ones for me is that you can play as the 1992 Dream Team, including all its members. You can play as the 2012 Olympic team. You can play as the Redeem Team from 2008. So they have...
Nice.
Yeah, you can play as the teams from the Jordan Dynasty, from the Bird Dynasty. So they got a lot of the old stuff in there. So if you're looking to go classic, that's all still in there. So that's really good. I enjoyed that part of it as well. The career mode in this game is fantastic. I made my guy, and Patrick, just for you, you know what I named my guy?
What?
I named him Boo Yakasha.
Nice.
So my player's name is Boo Yakasha.
I'm impressed.
I'm glad. Yeah, so I mean the career mode is great because you go and you create your guy and it asks you so many specific questions about like what kind of jumper do you want? What kind of fadeaway do you want? When you fadeaway, do you want the guy to do a big kick or a little kick? You know, what kind of talents does he have? What kind of they break down everything. And one of the things they do is they let you pick your nickname, and there's like I guess 40 or 50 nicknames you can go through. And one of them is
Two Thumbs.
Yeah, I wish it was Two Thumbs. I would have picked that for sure in a second. If there was the one that said Two Thumbs or McFidget, I would have taken it. No, one of them was Mr. Fundamentals. And I was going to pick it, and I was like,
really?
I'm a Muslim guy. I probably should make my name Mr. Fundamentals. Let's scroll past that and pick something else. So I ended up picking the name The Waiter, because I guess you get served when I'm playing.
Zing.
That's not true. I get served mostly when I'm playing.
Who made these nicknames?
I don't know. There was like 40 of them, and I scrolled through a few times to pick the one that I kind of thought, okay, this is not horrible. I'll take this. And then one of the things that you could pick through was when you go through free throws, it says, "Do you want to? Which way do you want to shoot?" And one of the ways you could shoot was brown. It was just brown in quotations. And I was like, okay, "I'm a brown guy. I guess that's what I have to take because I have to shoot free throw like a brown guy."
That's amazing.
That's who I am.
Roman, do you get to pick crossovers?
Yeah, you do.
Awesome.
Yeah, you get Patrick. I checked. There wasn't one called Ginger, so I don't know what you.
Oh well. Then I'm just not going to play the game.
But I started laughing. I was like, really? Brown? That's how obvious it is?
Okay, well, you got 2 minutes to go.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, basically you start out, you go through a rookie showcase where they check your talents. Then they actually go through pre-draft interviews. So you have to go through each team, or not each team, but I went through three teams where the GM asks you questions and you answer them. And then obviously your play, and then they go through the draft, and then you sign your rookie contract. And it goes through all those levels. Basically, when it breaks down to it, this game has enough in it that it's just, they've added enough that it still maintains its integrity as an awesome game. It's still fantastic gameplay. They've added in the whole Jay-Z element's really good. The career mode is really good. Even things like you can play as Justin Bieber in this game, which, I mean...
No.
Why would you do that?
Well, you know what, though, Brian? I understand why we would say that, but this goes back to our Jay-Z factor, right? For a different generation, that's a big deal. Justin Bieber's a big basketball fan.
He was on the Celebrity All-Star team, wasn't he, something like that?
And that's what he's on in this game. He's on a Celebrity All-Star team that actually is not so bad. So if you're looking to capture a different audience, having Bieber as a playable character in this game is a pretty good thing. So overall...
Qualified good, but good, I guess.
I guess. But overall, I mean, if you're a basketball fan and you're looking to get a game, 2K is fantastic. I'm giving it a 9. They've done it again this year. The only sort of downside is the thumbstick thing takes a little bit of a while to learn. But once you get it's just like true performance skating in hockey. You'll get the hang of it eventually. The playable Dream Team, the playable Bulls franchises, the Jay-Z fingerprints, it all makes it well worthwhile. And for a game that has no competitor, they've done it again, and I'm pretty happy with this. And I guess the big question is, if you got 2K12, did you get 2K13?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. It's one of those things where if you're a big enough fan, it's worth it to move up a level.
Are the graphics any different?
No, it's pretty much the same. I don't think it's really all that different, but that's okay because it looked awesome last year.
Just one quick question before we go. We're almost out of time. The whole tutorial thing about the shooting seems like a huge oversight. Is there a problem throughout the game with the game not explaining what you have to do in like different parts away from the shooting?
It's not that they're not tutorials, because you can go practice and stuff. It's just when they first introduce it, they don't really, like, you know how a lot of games will start off with tutorials and tell you what to do? They don't have that. It's not really that much of a problem. I would say one of the big problems, the one I didn't mention during my review, is the menu system is just not good. It's not very good. It's very annoying to be to play with, but I mean, that's really one of the few downsides of this game. Otherwise, it's pretty fantastic.
So there you have it. Moment gives NBA 2K13 a 9 out of 10. You really only have the one place to go if you want to play this sort of basketball anyways, but at least you know that direction is a solid one. So that's good news. If you really want, you can go spend money on NBA Baller Beats, but I wouldn't recommend that. Anyhow, the show must go on. So we have reviews of Dishonored and Just Dance 4 to get to, plus some gaming news that we're going to stick here and there throughout the show. That's all coming up here on Got Game. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Prizes like no other, from a club like no other, The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. We've got game. Do you in the game?
Welcome back to Got Game. This is the second segment of your weekly taste of video game knowledge, if you will. I like to say knowledge, but I'm egotistical, so I will say knowledge instead of information.
It's just video game stuff.
Yeah.
You know, general shenanigans.
Laying down the video game words is myself, Christine Chubb, and as we mentioned earlier, Patrick has come back to join us.
Patrick. Yay, Luciano. Patrick.
Yay.
Welcome back. And just a baffling turn of events. Fox has come together with EA Games to put together a television show called Bad Company, and that may remind you of Battlefield Bad Company because, guess what? It's based on the video game. The first-person shooter that was released 2010, I believe, which featured four guys in a squad in the military, and they pretty much were screw-ups. They were there because the Army had no other place to put them, and they're just bumbling through this war. Eventually, they go AWOL. And that's kind of what the show's going to be about. So it's going to be kind of like an A-team sort of thing where these guys leave the Army and
I
just
love the A-team.
The A-team's a great show.
Yeah.
My problem with this is, though, I don't think this is going to be as good as the A-team.
No.
And I'm I'm not talking about the movie they did a couple years ago.
No, that was terrible.
Which had Liam Neeson in it, but other than that was bad. I'm talking like the original television show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to be anywhere near as good as that, simply because, and I don't know if either of you have played Battlefield before, but...
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Awesome. Great, because I just want to bounce this off you. So the four characters in that game are complete and utter flat, one-dimensional...
Yeah.
They are there to give
almost like
a face to the comedy, to the one-liners.
Yeah. Yep. So and the one-liners were funny in the game. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I had fun with it. But as far as like character development goes in the game,
Yeah, there's I don't see anything here to build on.
I mean, it's the studio behind it too is Happy Madison, which is Adam Sandler. So I mean, he's the king of the one-liners as well. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you're gonna have a kind of a comedy backing to this type of show, I think that's a good studio to go with.
The only reason I bring this up too is because it seems to already be in production. Every once in a while we will run a story on the show and I fight them all because they are pointless stories where some studio has acquired the licenses, the movie licenses to this video game, when those movies never get made.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing this up because it seems to be made. So I guess look forward in a couple of years to Bad Company starring Adam Sandler.
No, he probably was starring in it. Oh, God, I hope he isn't
starring
in it. Could
you imagine? I wouldn't watch it then.
It would be the Adam Sandler cast. It would be like...
Who's Rob Schneider?
It would be Rob Schneider and what's-his-face with the blonde hair, whose name completely... David Spade.
Yeah.
And Kevin James. That's all it would be. These would be the bad guys.
And somewhere in there, you know who would be the bad guy? Vanilla Ice.
That would be kind of awesome.
That's,
I'd watch it.
That's your evil colonel. So, look forward to that coming sometime in the future, I guess. But that's not the only first-person shooter in the news right now. Dishonored has come out. It came out on Tuesday, and it is a pretty good game. I'm about to do my review of it. And if I was to sum it up in a sentence, imagine if Fable, any Fable game, was taken, put in a blender with, you know, Deus Ex, one of those games. Mix them all up, put them in a blender, pour those contents into a box and sell that to me for $60. That's Dishonored. And I say that because someone went to the Peter Molyneux School of Game Design.
Oh, yeah?
Because it looks like a Fable game from top to bottom. And it doesn't hurt that it has this sort of Victorian aesthetic to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the color choices, just sort of the design choices, definitely remind me of a Fable game. And then obviously the comparison everyone's been making is that the gameplay, the open-end gameplay mechanics that you get in a Deus Ex game are basically the game mechanics you get in this. You know, it's big hub worlds. You get dropped in the middle of it. Go have fun. And you play as this guy named Corvo. And Corvo is a man wrongly accused for killing the Empress of the land. I think it's called Dunwall. Dunwall sounds right.
Yeah.
And it's this big world. And she's the Empress, and she just gets murdered in the beginning of the game. And you're nearby, and everyone's like, oh, it was that guy being you.
Right.
So you're dragged off to prison. You escape, and you spend the rest of the game trying to prove that you're innocent and put things right, or at least as right as they can be, through, you know, all these sorts of different missions. Normally, these missions sort of end with, you know, you take gun A, point it at person B, bullet C does, well, what bullets normally do, you know? At least that's always an option. You can always do that if you want. Mm-hmm. But what's really cool about Dishonored is that there are so many choices in here. Mm-hmm. That's the selling point of this game. It's like, here are these big hub worlds. You know, they look great, full of great characters, full of all these surprises. Go. You know, this is the one thing we want you to do. At the end, we want this guy to be dead. But here's 20 cool people between, you know, the target and, you know, you.
Mm-hmm.
So go explore. Have fun. And that's what's great about this game. Like, I can't get past all the voice actors. Great. Have you guys seen a list of voice actors in this game?
No.
No,
Susan Sarandon, some people from Mad Men. I probably should have the list in front of me. But they've been touting this. Like, Susan Sarandon's been in the news because Susan Sarandon's in this game. And you don't even realize it's her until you actually go look it up and see what character she is.
Mm-hmm.
So just great characters, great actors. World is wonderful, you know. If I was to call it one really bad thing about the world in general, the story, it's kind of lame. It's okay. It gets the job done. It's basically there to facilitate you doing the things you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for payoff in the story, which I always am, I was majorly let down by that.
No, that sucks.
Yeah. So I was really disappointed by that. But it doesn't make the game not fun to play. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the point is. It's like, here's this open world. It's a playground. Go have fun. That's mm-hmm. That's the type of person who I have the most fun with this game, and that's the way they built this game. And in those aspects, man, is this a great game?
In terms of like what your character does to those 20 characters in between you having to assassinate whoever you have to kill, how do your actions influence the storyline? Does it actually influence the storyline? Do you get like different endings, or is it pretty fixed?
There is a way to get different endings. There are a couple different endings. It's sort of a generic overview thing, and I guess you can compare it to a morality system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, if you kill a lot of people in the game, you're going to get this bad ending. If you don't, because you have the opportunity to just knock them unconscious, which I'm trying to do, but sometimes it's really hard.
Sometimes I just shoot them in the face.
You know,
I meant to hit you.
You know,
but a bullet came out of my gun.
I don't know how that happened.
Right now, I'm laying down the other bad point about this game. It's mm-hmm. sometimes the game's a little finicky about the controls, specifically. You know, for the most part, I mean, it's like I said, it's a Deus Ex game. So you gain special abilities that make you better than everybody else, kind of makes you, you know, and the alpha human being in the entire world.
Is that
world.
Like a genetically enhanced thing, or is he wearing something?
In Deus Ex games, it is sort of like mechanical, generic, mm-hmm. you know, augmentations, if you will. In Dishonored, it's magic.
Oh.
So your body, I guess, for the most part, stays the same. But some really not explained mystical guy, it's like, oh, hey, you know, it doesn't really make sense, but you're going to get all these magical powers. Here you go.
Okay.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. You know, I have something I can do with these powers, so thanks. Really wasn't asking for them, but I'll take them. You know, if you're not using them, I'll take them for sure.
Yeah.
Someone offers me magical powers, I'll take it.
But to get back to your question, you're asking me...
What do your actions affect storyline?
Not as much as I... like, I don't feel that it did. Like doing one thing specifically, I don't think really affects the end of the game.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be that way. What's really cool, though, is that the game will keep track of what you do. So as you're doing a billion different things to a billion different people, you'll quite often cross over. It's like, okay, I just did this horrible thing to person B because person A asked me to.
Right.
But later in the game, it's like, oh, person B wants me to do something. And it's like, man, someone came in here and screwed my place up, and I need you to find it, like, who it was, and I want you to take care of them. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to tell you this, but it's me. I did it.
My bad.
You end up going and investigating something, whatever, but what's cool is that, you know, the people that you may have accidentally killed earlier, you know, they're still there in the street. Like, later in the game, they're, at this point, they're not themselves. I don't want to ruin anything for you.
Okay.
But
Something very mysterious is going on.
Yeah. I'm doing my best to explain this game without ruining it for you, because I think this is a game a lot of people want to play. Mm-hmm. And because it's all about what you get to do, it seems rude of me to ruin that for you, because it's not a first-person shooter. There's no multiplayer in this. You know, okay, it is a first-person shooter, but it's not shooting for the sake of shooting.
Yeah.
It's not Call of Duty.
Yeah, where you're just going and blasting everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't think it affects it in the way you asked me, but there is a lot of
references to what you do in the past.
Exactly, okay. And things just sort of stay the same. If you change something in the world, it seems remain the same.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And like I said, I mean, really my only problems with the game were the one mechanic when you're trying to knock someone unconscious, kind of sometimes a little finicky for me, you know? Not the great. It works. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but it's like, okay, I'm right behind the guy. I'm hitting the trigger. Why isn't this working? Oh, no, he turned around. Sorry, man.
Now you gotta die.
Gonna have to off you.
Yeah. Sorry, man. For some reason, the trigger that's gonna let me knock you unconscious, not working. But the one that lets me stab you, that
it's
works
fine.
All the time.
Fate does not want you to live.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So if that was better, you know, it would be a slightly better game. This fact takes away, not really from the gameplay, just sort of from like when I'm sitting there playing, it's like, oh man, I didn't want to do that. That's not what I meant to do. Oh, something shiny. And then away I go. Completely forgetting what happened. You know, and the story, not the greatest, but the story is not really, it's not the end. This game is not about getting to the end. It's really about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I loved it. It was like 9 out of 10 for me.
Wow. How many hours of gameplay are in it?
That's up to you, strangely enough.
Nice.
Because you can like mainline this thing, and people have done it already, in like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's like, okay, here's the guy that you got to take care of.
Yeah.
Go get him. And they're just running through the thing, not stopping for anyone, just getting through as quickly as possible, knock him down.
No.
But if you want a lot of gameplay, I mean, you're easily in the double digits. If you want to explore, see what the world has to offer.
I'd try it. I'd play it.
And you should. Go pick it up right now,
Patrick.
9 out of 10,
I should, yeah.
Well, you were already telling me you were going to play it.
Yeah.
I probably should mention that Video Games Live is coming to Toronto, actually on the 25th, which is, what, like a week and change from now, because next weekend's 19th to 20th, so sometime, not this coming week, but the week after. Video Games Live is back. We already knew about this. We already talked about this in the show. This fact is known, but we wanted to remind you, because the people at Video Games Live were nice enough to remind us that they're coming back. So that's October 25th, Massey Hall.
It's a Thursday.
Is it? You looked it up?
I looked it up.
Nice.
Awesome.
And so, I'm off Thursdays now. I really want to go.
Well, it's always a great show. Have you ever been?
I've never been.
Oh, you should go. You definitely should go. I saw the free concert at Yonge Dundas Square 2008, something like that. I mean, they were busting out Halo, you know, Legend of Zelda was in there. You name it, you know, the big video games, they had some representation there. And it's just amazing what they can do with the small orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Tallarico always gets out his electric guitar. There's just some wonderful, like, musicians there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are world-class musicians, and somehow they got convinced to play video game music, and it really is awesome. I'm not a huge music guy, but even I am awed by this. So, I mean, if nothing else convinces you, I mean, you should be convinced by my...
Yeah, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you'll really enjoy it. Anyhow, segment two is in the books. We got to keep going because there are commercials. Awesome sports update coming. All that will be in a couple of moments. But we're going to be back for segment three. This is Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Like free sports tickets, trips, and memorabilia so you can trick your friends, colleagues, and mistresses into thinking that you're some sort of high roller? Hey, join the club.
Welcome to the club.
The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. We've got game. Do you? Gameplay.
Welcome back to Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. As promised, we have returned for our third and final segment, so please never let it be said that I'm a liar. I keep my promises.
I will never, ever say that again.
I always
in the
keep
next
my,
few seconds.
I always keep my promises. I said we'd be back. We're back. And Sony is coming back, I guess, in a big way with their store. Their online store has always been a contentious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not for them, but for people who are critics of the Sony system. And I have to admit, as far as operating systems go, as far as, you know, the software that keeps the machine going, I've always been critical that Sony does not have the best one out there. And they are doing what they can right now to make that better. If you have not heard, on the PlayStation blog, Sony announced that they are going to be revitalizing their PlayStation store. This is going to happen in North America on October 23rd, and it's going to be kind of what you imagine or what you see when you look on the Xbox store. It's going to be a lot of big tiles. It's going to be just huge banner images saying, hey, here's the Resident Evil film or something like that. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to download Madden 13, come right here. This is the area for that, which is great because that's always been the problem with that store in my mind. It's always small images, small text. It's hard to read. Do you guys have flat screens?
Yes.
Okay, good. I have a CRT. Hardest thing to do is to read text in the Sony store for me.
That'd be really annoying.
Trust me, it is. That's always why I kind of have been so critical of that because, hey, it's awesome that you guys are focusing on these big screen televisions, which I'm sure you are because you make them and you want to sell them.
Yeah.
So that's the experience you're aiming for. That's not the experience that everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been critical of Sony and their store for that. But like I said, on October 23rd of this year, they're coming out with their big tile interface. I'm not totally sure what it's called. I'm not totally sure if they have a name for it even. It's just going to be tile-based like you see in so many new operating systems where they try and, you know, sell you stuff, like I say, the Xbox Store. Even if you haven't seen the Xbox Store, if you look at, you know, what Microsoft's trying to do with their new Windows 8,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with that tablet, it's that. It's these big boxes with big images. So that's going to make it a lot easier to find stuff. Great idea, I have to say. You know, applause go to Sony. But, and you guys, let's face it, you knew there was a bot coming.
Yes.
Yeah. But, doesn't it seem a little late for you guys?
It is an odd time to be bringing it out. But, you know, again, if you have to think future-wise, especially if they're starting to remake for the next console system coming out, this may be just the test run for what will be the next software for that.
And that's exactly what my first thought was like, hey, you guys are making a PlayStation 4 right now. We're in the final days of the PlayStation 3. This came out in 2006.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys couldn't get on this faster?
I guess it just wasn't a priority for them, really. I mean, maybe it shows that they're definitely going to have more product in their store, and they're going to need that kind of downloadable options and make it more user-friendly.
Yeah.
If they're going to rely on it more.
It's better late than never for me. I mean, the PlayStation Store now is ugly.
Yeah,
I only have in terms of consoles, I've only got a PlayStation 3, and I'm hardly ever on the PlayStation Store.
Really?
I'll buy games, and then I'll put them on my system. I originally had the old 40-gig PlayStation 3, so I was never on the PlayStation Store only because I had no room on my memory to actually download games. Now I do, but I hardly ever use it still because I've just gotten into that habit of not being on the store.
Yeah.
But looking at what the store will look like now from the screenshots, it looks way better than it mm-hmm. does now. Like, you can actually see titles that they're featuring, like, oh, that'd be an interesting game to play.
And they're grouping things together. I mean, they have Resident Evil movies side by side, that CG one and the Mila Jovovich films. They have those side by side.
Makes sense. I mean, like, it's easier on the eyes to actually navigate through, especially if you're looking at one title and then they suggest other things for you. The Google Play Store for Android looks similar to it as well, their home screen, and they had changed that as well, and it seems similar to it with all the tiles, as you said, Windows 8, same thing. It's more appealing to the eyes, and it looks easier to navigate, and you can see things better.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, because I have I got one of those Galaxy Tab 10.2, whatever the heck they are. I have an Android tablet, and I have been on that store before, so you are right. I forgot about that, but that comparison also works. If you have an Android device, it's like the Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
Something you said, Christine, earlier actually just made me think of something in the back of my head. It just a thought popped up. It's that I'd say 6 months, Sony has gone through that management change. And if you have not heard, the people that were pretty much big in the Sony PlayStation brand internationally have kind of moved up and now are pretty much running Sony because PlayStation was the only thing making the money. So like, oh, let's go get those guys that are making money. Maybe they can make money for the entire company. So perhaps this is just, you know, a result of that. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we're going to focus on Sony. And they have publicly said that they're going to focus on Sony. So perhaps this is just them, maybe my first reaction, kind of like, oh, wait, hey, why so late, guys? Why in the 11th hour are you doing this now? But perhaps it's just a sign of, you know, how they are reinforcing, yeah, and how they're reinforcing their efforts, I guess, in the PlayStation brand and making that more of a focus.
Yeah, and no matter what, they're still ahead of Nintendo. So, so there you go.
Check mark off Christine's rant against Nintendo for another show.
Christine? Well, you know, I have to keep it in there somehow.
Took a while.
Yeah. It's like, how can I bash Nintendo today? No,
you were sitting there waiting for it. I saw in your eyes. You were waiting for your chance, and you got it. I'm going to give you another chance right now. Just Dance 4.
Yeah, Just Dance 4.
Tell us, are you Gundam style?
I did not do anything like that. No, I don't think.
Oh, that's such a waste.
You know what? It'll probably be a downloadable, I would imagine.
It has to be.
But they do have this game has like 43 songs that it comes in with, and it's got the great variety again that all Just Dance games have. There's some weird choices though. The one that I kept looking at when I was scrolling through was they have that I've Had the Time of My Life with Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren. It seems like such a strange song to have in a Just Dance game.
That's strange.
Is that like a co-op song? Are you like grabbing somebody and like waltzing?
Well, no, because I kept thinking, like, maybe they have the jump in it from the...
I was about to say, do you get the jump? Is that part of it?
No, thank God you don't have to do that. Unless that's in, like, the unlockable version.
It's going to be another downloadable.
Yeah.
The jump.
The possibly injuring yourself Just Dance version. No, I mean, Just Dance...
DLC.
Yeah.
Just Dance 4 gives you basically what all the other Just Dance games give you. It's lots of fun. It's got tons of energy, lots of variety of music. You've got like the poppy tunes. You've got the older songs. You've got like really fun kind of rocky type stuff. I mean, you've even got the Blues Brothers are even in there. I mean,
nice.
They've really given you what they usually do, and that's a great variety of stuff for kind of everybody to play with.
And we touched on this a little bit, but do the dance moves really change that much from the Blues Brothers to something like Lady Gaga would do?
They really, really do, and they've put in a whole bunch of new moves, actually, from the last few games, and they're really kind of they're really fun moves. Like, they've really focused on... what would be best to go with the song. And the interesting thing about what they've done this year as well is that there's an unlockable feature where some of the games that are some of the songs that are, say, one in the difficulty level, you can unlock a harder version of that song. So like that Carly Rae Jepsen song is an easy song.
Call Me Maybe.
But the unlockable
one, I was about to ask, is it that one?
Yeah. The unlockable one is a level 3, which is one of the more difficult ones. So I really like that they've added that because I find sometimes... I find sometimes the songs are just too easy, and I wish that there was more to it. Like, I wish that you could change the difficulty level in that kind of a way, but I like that they've done this. I like that you have to prove that you're good enough to play the harder ones, which I think that makes it more accessible for people who are really good at the game and also for people who suck at the game, kind of like me and Brian.
and me. Well, I suck at anything music involved, I suck at. But I remember when we were sitting at the Nintendo press conference at E3. Mm. I'm not totally sure if this was planned or if they were just killing time, but at some point Reggie picks up the tablet and he's given the option to sort of control the people marionette style with dance moves. And I think this is a great... I'm not really into dance games, but I mean, if I could control how other people had to react in the game for like 5 minutes, everybody's Gundam styling. Like, as long as the song's going, you are like twirling your hands in the air like
that. That's the evil version. Unfortunately, that only happens in Nintendo.
My question. I was going to ask you, is it in this version?
Yeah, no, it's only... That's a version that's only in the Nintendo, and it's only coming out, I think, for the Nintendo Wii U. I don't think that it's come out because...
Well, that makes sense because he was doing it on that tablet.
Yeah.
So
I'm curious when the Wii U comes out. I'd actually like to replay this game in the Wii U version just to see how different it is. One of the cool things though that they've really changed in this in Just Dance 4 is the Just Sweat mode. It used to be just an add-on where it would track how much you were working out.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, just sweat. It's like making it an aerobic workout. Hmm. But now it's a whole other part of the game. Like, it's
that's
literally...
That's not what I thought it was going to be, but sorry, go on.
It's a whole other part. Like, when you go in, you can go into literally the just sweat mode. And what I like about it is that you can personalize your workouts now instead of just going through randomly songs. I used to find that there was too much time between songs because you'd have to scroll through. And now it's great. You can create it yourself. You can make it like calorie-based or sweat-based or however long you want to do this for. There's cheerleader boot camp and all kinds of fun things that you can do, which I think is good because a lot of people do use this system as a workout system because, let's face it, dancing is hard work. Like, yeah. you work up a sweat with this game.
And you really can only play like the three or four actual workout games so many times before you want something new.
Yeah, but I like that you can have, if you're having like a really, you really want to work out, you're like, I'm going to go to this workout. I'm going to do like Christine's hard workout today or, Christine's chill out workout today or something a little more... relax. If I wanted to do the I've had the time of my life over and over again, I could probably do that.
That jump.
I could do it this time. I can do it. The one big problem I did have with Just Dance 4 is the new menu system. I don't like it as much. How you control it before is you would scroll your hand across with the Kinect, and it would highlight, and you'd swipe to the side, and that's how you picked your song, which was sometimes frustrating, but... The new way you do it is you hold your hand out and then it's like you're pushing a button. So you push in and then you can swipe it that way and then push it again. But okay. I find that it's just not as accurate as I wanted it to be. Like I kept trying, you have to push it in such a specific spot to play the song that at times I was very frustrated because it would it'd go up to dance challenge. I'm like, I don't want a dance challenge. I just want to sing the song.
I just have this image in my head of Christine miming, pressing a button over and over and over.
Work!
This working! So now you have to... The images are there, like the pictures are there of the songs that you're going to do, but it's of the dancers who are in it as opposed to like a picture of Rihanna or a picture of...
Really?
Yeah. So as I'm scrolling through, I'm like, I don't know what songs these are. And at the top, it says at the top, but when you're whipping through, it's like... There's no artist pictures. I mean, maybe eventually you unlock them. I didn't get to
play?
A level... Yeah, you have to... Well, if you touch it, it'll play a bit of the song.
Okay.
And there are lots of unlockable things. I'm sure there's tons of stuff that I wasn't able to unlock because there's only so much time in the day. And frankly, after a few hours of Just Dance 4, I'm like, I need to sit down.
Yeah. I bet you can unlock that jump.
Yeah. Yay! So that was my biggest problem with it. And it seemed to take forever to scroll through all of the songs because there's 43 of them. So you're like, all right, I get it. Let's go through. They only show five at a time. And at least with the other ones, with the way it was set up before, you could see at least 10 different songs. And so it was easy to scroll down and kind of pick what you want. But there's so much stuff in this game. Like, it's just jam-packed with options. And if you're looking for fun, if you like the Just Dance series, I would say go for it because they haven't gone wrong.
And very quickly... None of these problems you mentioned, did they destroy the gameplay for you?
No, not at all. It's definitely once you get used to kind of what was happening, it became easier. Like once you got used to the pushing, the fake pushing the button, it was irritating. But I mean, once the song started, I didn't care. I was just like, yeah, Christine has a party.
Yay.
I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
Awesome. That's 8 out of 10 for Just Dance 4. Sounds like definitely you had time. Is it your favorite?
I had the time of my life.
Okay. There you go.
Actually, it was funny because Rick Astley's in there too, and every time I was, every time I kept thinking about it, I'm like, I'm getting Rick rolled all
Amazing.
Over the place.
And you wonder what? We're going to end it on that. We're going to end it on a Rick roll.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christine, for Rick rolling us. Patrick Luciani, thank you for filling in while Moman was pretending to be sick so he could
thank you for having
do whatever
me.
He wanted to do.
Pleasure.
This has been Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and for another week, we're out. We'll see you next week.